4. Esther. She came jangling into the bookstore out of the literal suburban blue, wearing a fulsome smile and looking like a Midwestern diner waitress in a gingham dress and white tennis shoes. Esther's presence in that place, at that time in her life, baffled me from the start. According to her job application, she was in her 20s, a recent college graduate with an impressive academic record. She presented herself as well-read, worldly, and ambitious. She wasn't what you would call pretty. She was small-headed and thick, not fat, but abundant, fleshy beyond an ideal one could not help but imagine for her. Her nose was piggish and her teeth too small. But she was provocative. She carried herself with panache, flaunting her curves with low-cut blouses and thin, clinging fabrics. She was lively and chatty and stuffed with ideas, and all this made her seem out of place. By all conventions, Esther should have been in Manhattan or San Francisco or Los Angeles, rather than where she was, which was at the rump end of a strip mall midway along the Port Jefferson line of the Long Island Railroad. When Esther arrived, I was 15, and I'd already been working at the bookstore for a year. It is not just because of her that I suspect my mind would be much healthier today if I'd somehow managed to halt my professional development just prior to that employment. I didn't need the work. I already had a job at Foodtown, the cavernous, nipple-puckeringly cold supermarket at the opposite end of the strip mall. It was my first job. I worked as what is known as a leveler. Levelers, for those unfamiliar with the term, are essentially debris clearers. They are the mass retail equivalent of the stretcher bearers and